Good Harbor by Anita Diamont. Read by Linda Emond.
April. Kathleen lay on the massage table and looked up at the casement windows high above her. The sashes were fashioned of rough oak, the glass uneven and bottle thick. Propped open on green sapling sticks, they were windows from an enchanted castle. Having been a children's librarian for 25 years, Kathleen Levine considered herself something of an expert on the subject of enchanted castles. She smiled and closed her eyes. The massage was a birthday present from her co-workers at Edison Elementary. They'd given her the gift certificate at a surprise party for her 59th birthday, almost 5 months ago. When Madge Feeney, the school secretary, had learned that Kathleen still hadn't used it, Madge had harumphed and made the appointment for her. Kathleen stretched her neck from side to side. "Comfortable?" asked Marla, who stood at the far end of the table, kneading Kathleen's left instep. Marla Fletcher, who was nearly 6 feet tall, sounded as though she were far, far away. Like the giant wife in the castle of Jack and the Beanstalk, Kathleen thought.